This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has condemned the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada's Ontario, perpetrated by extremists and separatists at Brampton yesterday. New Delhi has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. Strongly condemning the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a social media post that cowardly attempts to intimidate country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. In a statement, the Indian High Commission in Ottawa expressed disappointment at the violent disruption outside the consular camp in Brampton, Ontario. On the disruption, Mr. Jaiswal said the outreach of Indian consular officers to provide services to Indians and Canadian citizens alike will not be deterred by intimidation, harassment and violence. Campaigning is gaining momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase elections in Maharashtra. Leaders of all political parties are busy in holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed election meetings at Chetna Maidan in Garhwa and in Chaibasa. In his Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Chaibasa, Mr. Modi said the union government has empowered Adivasis across the state, but Hemant Soren-led government has humiliated them. The PM criticized the JMM-led coalition in Jharkhand for allegedly supporting Bangladeshi infiltrators. Mr. Modi said appeasement politics has reached its peak in Jharkhand, and if this continues, it will pose a threat to both tribal society and the country. Leaders of INDIA bloc are also addressing rallies across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. In a rally in Simdega, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the tenure of his government was not completed due to conspiracy of opposition. On the other hand, Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinath accused BJP for misguiding people in the name of development. Leaders of RJD and left parties also addressed election meetings. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of 13th of November. Counting of votes will, however, take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission had received representations from various political parties, including the BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organisations, demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. The government today said that over 25 million applications have been submitted under the PM Vishwakarma scheme since its launch. Out of these, more than 2 million applicants have successfully registered following a thorough three-step verification process. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises said that the scheme, which was launched last year in September, has garnered remarkable interest. Nearly 1 million registered artisans have benefited from toolkit incentives of up to 15,000 rupees through these e-vouchers, enabling them to acquire modern tools that enhance their craftsmanship. Indian Railways is operating around 22 festival special trains tomorrow, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Jayanagar, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Sikandrabad and Malda town. According to the railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. The United States will vote for its 47th president tomorrow. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. On the final day of campaigning today, the presidential hopefuls are holding rallies, focusing on the crucial swing states of Pennsylvania and Michigan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.